It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Darren Grossi, Tuolumne County's Transportation Council Executive Director, is joining us in studio this weekend to get an update and up to speed on transportation projects locally in development. Darren, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, and good morning to you and all your listeners.
So first off, Tuolumne County Transportation Council, it's been a while since we've had you on the show. For those who aren't familiar, what exactly is TCTC?
Well, the Tuolumne County Transportation Council is the designated regional transportation planning agency for Tuolumne County. We've been formed as a joint power through a joint powers agreement since 1967 between the city of Sonora and Tuolumne County. It was originally set up so that we could more competitively compete for various state and federal grants, and we do that to this day. But that the role of regional transportation planning agencies has grown significantly. Our primary role is to develop a regional transportation plan for Tuolumne County that represents all the needs and all modes of transportation, and then identifies cost of those different projects and needs and programs, and then identify funding. And then we have a plan looking forward 20 years plus to implement. And our role is to identify state and federal funds, secure those funds for projects to be delivered typically by Caltrans, the county, or the city.
Those regional transportation plans, how often are those put together?
They're updated every 5 years.
Every 5 years. So the last one would have been a couple years ago or a few years ago?
2017. We'll probably start up on our next one here in the next year. There's a lot of foundation documents that we update in preparation for that, such as our traffic model. We've got new laws now that we have to comply with. And also we have various plans for bicycle, pedestrian, and transit users, as well as highway users. They're being completed right now. And once those are all completed in the next year, they'll be uploaded into a new update of the RTP.
You know, how are things looking when it comes to funding long-term for transportation projects?
Well, you never have enough. I mean, I'll just be right open about that to satisfy every need. But things are on the upswing for sure, thanks to SB1. I know it's a burden for the taxpayers of Tuolumne County and California. But it has helped a lot. Mostly our public works departments, our road maintenance programs of the city, county, and Caltrans have a much more robust funding program to work with. Likewise, we have some increases in other areas such as public transit and our active transportation program, which is, of course, your bicyclists and pedestrians. We have small increases in those programs.
So what would you say are kind of the bigger projects in development are on the table right now?
Well, the one we're still trying to deliver that's supposed to go to bid next spring, 2020, is completion of the Peaceful Oak Interchange. That project has been ready to go to construction for a number of years. Unfortunately, we have not had the funding at the state that we needed to go to full construction. So we've been delayed a couple different times. And again, we just got our funding update from the state. There's no new funds there. And in the meantime, construction costs have escalated. And we're about $1.4 million out of reach for full construction funding. It's about a $9.7 million construction project is the current budget. We have to find those funds. Fortunately, years ago, Tuolumne County, Craig Pedro, and others worked on some legislation with Senator Garamendi to allow us to sell excess right-of-way along the relinquished route of East Sonora Bypass, and it would go into a fund that we could then use for future phases of the bypass or other highway improvements. So we do have some revenues there that I think will cover that that gap in funding. But we've got to work through the process to secure those funds.
So what's going to happen with that project at that interchange?
Well, right now you've got eastbound off-ramp as well as a westbound westbound on-ramp. This will add the other two ramps, being the eastbound on-ramp and the westbound off-ramp. The right-of-way is already in place for that. The rough grading's in place. You'll see basically just another kind of ramp that goes up from Peaceful Oak Road, meeting up at the overpass over Mono Way, and then in the opposite direction going westbound, we'll have kind of a new bridge structure built adjacent to the current bridge structure to allow a ramp to come off and do what we call button hook design into Peaceful Oak Road.
That's a project we've talked about for many years. What are some of the other projects that are on the table right now?
Yeah, I should probably mention, in case people are wondering why that's important, is it's tied to economic development in Tuolumne County. There's a lot of economic development proposed in the Standard Mono Way area, and this will facilitate that economic development. As for other big projects, I think everybody knows that Yosemite Junction's ongoing. We worked with Caltrans for quite some time to look at alternative designs. We started way back maybe 15 years ago looking at realignment of roads and diamond overpass interchanges and different things. Those were $30 to $50 million projects that we couldn't justify, and we had to look for cheaper design alternatives. And we did intersection control evaluations at looking at roundabouts and traffic signals and various things, and we came up with kind of a hybrid traffic signal design out down at Yosemite Junction there that will allow at least westbound traffic to flow through the intersection almost all the time, 99.9% of the time, without being stopped in that downhill direction, which was a big concern for us, particularly with trucks. We didn't want to see traffic backing up where trucks would perhaps come around that blind curve on downhill grade. Have conflicts with those people that might be stopped for an intersection. So we keep the westbound direction going. There is a left turn phase for westbound. There'll be a less phasing of a traffic signal for northbound traffic on 120 so they can get out on 108 safely. There'll be additional lanes in the eastbound direction, which will extend that double lane down through the intersection so trucks will have a climbing lane. We are all concerned a little bit about the trucks climbing up that grade if they have to stop for the signal. But it is kind of just one of the weaknesses in the design. And then, of course, there'll be a right turn pocket for traffic headed towards Yosemite. So things should flow a lot better, and we should see a significant reduction in the number of accidents out there.
As the executive director of Tuolumne County Transportation Council, do you have a pretty good relationship with Caltrans and working with their projects?
You know, after 25 years of working here, I think I have a great relationship, and that extends not only to the district but up into Sacramento. We have a strong voice in what the district does in Tuolumne County. Have a great relationship with the new district director, Dan McElhenney. He allows me to engage with his senior executive team and address the needs of Tuolumne County. Board members are not shy about letting me know what they're hearing from their constituents, and I put on my list of things to work out with the district. Not always in the time frame that we would like, but we do get their consideration. Don't get everything we want either, but they at least look at it, and they're listening, and they're reactive and responsive to the needs up here of our constituents.
You know, one thing that's been kind of a discussion in the community is increased traffic around the Jamestown area with a new traffic light in place. Is that something that TCTC has been taking an active role in looking at?
Yeah, that's the Jamestown corridor is something that we've been involved with since the late 90s. We do know ever since that time and long before that, perhaps, that we need to do a widening on 108 through the Jamestown corridor to handle both existing and future volumes, let alone those holiday traffic volumes that we see that are really high. But we've had to, for a variety of reasons, kind of piecemeal the projects out there. I think everybody knows a Rawhide Road bridge project is coming. Part of that was the installation of a signal at Fifth Avenue with improvements on Fifth Avenue. Later, you'll see improvements on Jamestown Road and then, of course, the bridge itself with a new signal. All of that's going to get a lot better, and then ultimately we'll get the widening. But in the meantime, we have seen a lot of backups. Heavy amounts of congestion, a lot of complaints coming into board members being passed on my way. Those weren't necessarily my projects, but I've been able to talk with the district, and they have went out there. They've confirmed that none of the signal equipment's malfunctioning. They've had a signal engineer come out, and they're looking at the timing. My observation this week is it's gotten a little bit better. We'll see. I'm asking around from others that drive at different times of day out there what they're seeing. If need be, we may need to hire an outside traffic consultant to do timing optimization and synchronization between the two signals. That's on the table right now. And in the meantime, I've gotten the district to commit to what we call project initiation document for the five-lane widening. Tentatively, that looks like about a $13 million project. I don't know exactly where we're going to get the funding given the state funding levels at the moment, but I think the key is to get the project going. Those kind of projects tend to unfold over about an 8 to 10 year period, and then we can find funding incrementally to go through the environmental phase first and then the right-of-way and then ultimately construction. And we may not have the money for the whole project right up at front, but we can cobble together funding to keep the project moving forward, I think, at this point.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking transportation on this weekend's Motherlode Views with Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director Darren Grossi. I'm BJA Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.